from Sky Racing, Ali Mosley. Good morning to you, Ali.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Now, let's start up north, Eagle Farm. Take us through your fancies there for that meeting tomorrow. Huge meeting, isn't it? Three Group 1s, obviously the abandoned Doomben Cup from last week, put onto tomorrow's program.
It's a bumper, and I was listening to Nathan Exelby yesterday, and he thinks that we'll start on a good four. Quite a bit of second. I know. Isn't that crazy to think? I don't even know what a good four track looks like anymore.
Especially here, yep.
Oh, I know. Honestly, all I wear is gumboots these days. It's sad. But, yeah, so he reckons good four they'll probably start on. It's rated a soft six at the moment, but they've had a couple of days of sunshine with more sunshine to come today, and we know how well Eagle Farm drains. So with that being said, I've sort of maybe worked off that, and I've just found a couple that I like on what is, as you said, an absolute bumper card. It's going to be a huge day of racing.
What about
obviously in New South Wales and Eagle Farm.
Yeah, it'll certainly be a big day everywhere. Does Zaki just win the Doomben Cup?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, particularly with this improving track. It's only going to benefit him. He's into, I think, about $1.40 at the moment. And I know Annabelle's probably biggest worry with him was that he was actually too fresh. So she's given him a couple of gallops. She's taken him out to the races to knock it off him a little bit. And I think he's going to be really hard to beat. But just on that, I think if anyone's going to beat him at the value at about $13, I think it'll be Huetor. So finished strongly to end up midfield at the Gold Coast on a heavy track last time out in the Hollandale. So was fourth on that occasion behind Zaki. Up in Journey, prefers good ground. So he's had the three starts for two wins on good ground. Noticeably a worse off on heavy track. So I think if this track can keep improving, Huetor is one to throw into the mix at $13 and will be the one to give Zaki a run for his money.
I've got a list of your selections here at Eagle Farm, and I see that you like in the Sky Racing Lord Mayor's Cup a horse that has been crying for a good track. For goodness knows how long. Tell us the horse, Ali.
It is Hungry Heart. And Willie Pike's aboard her. I think this girl has been unlucky her whole career. I think that would be a fair statement to make, that she just doesn't, nothing ever seems to go right for her.
Go and tell the Derby racing owners the day that it got up and beat, forgot what the horse's name, in the Vinery.
Yeah,
I was standing next to a bunch of shattered owners who led that race right up until the last stride when Hungry Heart came over the top of one.
And she's one of
Harmony Rose
that you love to hate her almost. Mm. Yeah, and that's probably not right. I hate using that word hate, but you almost do love to hate her because she wins when you don't want her to win. She doesn't win when you want her to. Every time I'm on her, she doesn't win. But I mean, look, the track's the biggest tick here for her. It's exactly what she needs. It's what she's been waiting for. I think if things can go right for her this time out, what's she paying at the moment? About $3.90.
$4.
Yeah, so Big Boy Roy's our favourite and does love it up north. But I just think Hungry Heart, she's been going well, as we said, on unsuitable tracks. And just it's a very winnable race for her. So if she's ever going to win a race, it'll be there.
Can you steer me in the right direction tomorrow at Randwick?
I hope so. There's a little bit different conditions there. We're out at a heavy 10 at the moment, but again, we haven't had any rain. I live about 10 minutes from the track, and we haven't had any rain in the last 24 hours, which is great news. So hopefully we can get more into the 9 range, which I know is still bottomless, but especially at Randwick, it's going to be a tricky day out. But one that I like in race 6 is Comrade Rosa, so this daughter of Capitalist. She finished midfield at Scone last time out. She was fifth on that occasion in a listed race behind Zapateo. She's got no weight on her back, so Reece Jones takes 2 kilos off, so she'll be there at that 54-kilo mark. And I just think she's another one at the value. I think she's about $12 at the moment, is over. She's come in as well. I think I got her about 15. So Comrade Rosa in what is probably a tricky field, Democracy Manifest, the one to beat there, but I just like her at the value in race 6.
Any others there at Randwick, Ali?
Yeah, so I found a couple. Again, it's so tricky with these tracks. I know, I feel like a broken record. I've been saying it for 6 months, but Surreal Step in the next race actually has been desperately unlucky in both his runs this preparation. And, oh, geez, it was a sick watch last time out in that listed race at Scone in the Ortensia behind Volpine. Just couldn't get clear air and got checked a couple of times and was held up near the... It was a really hard watch. And I think maybe that's the reason that he's gone up such a big price there at the $11. So at the value there, it's a real... step, I think certainly a place hope. And then I've got one more, and that is Titanium Power in race 9 with the blinkers on, and maybe at a little bit of value there at $7.50. So yep, hopefully we can find some winners on the program this week.
Okay, I'm just going to recap your tips. Tell me if I've got any wrong for our listeners. Mm-hmm. Eagle Farm, race 3, you like Hungry Heart, which is number 2.
Yeah.
Race 5, which is the Zaki race, the Doomben Cup, and you're saying the bet in the race is possibly number 6, Huerta.
And you know what? Just on that, with the Snowdens, I know we all saw Dynasties, and I had a fight with Ben Way about this yesterday on Black Bookers because he wanted to flick Dynasties. But I just think the Snowdens know when their horses are peaking, and they sort of peak and trough, and they almost know exactly when that's going to be. And I just feel like there's something with Huerta that suggests that this is his day. But anyway.
No, I like it, $12. And race 6, number 14, Comrade Rosa, which is $13 the win and $3.80 the place. Race 7, this is at Randwick, by the way. That was race 6 at Randwick, Comrade Rosa, number 14. Race 7 at Randwick, Surreal Step, which is number 7. That's $12 and $3.10 the place. And race 9 at Randwick, Titanium Power, number 4, $8 and $2.80. I tell you what, plenty of value there, Ali. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me, as always.